It's garden talk over with. We no longer have any garden talk to talk about because now we're talking food with Emily Ash Lamb. Good morning, Emily Ash Lamb.
Good morning, Steve Garner.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, guess where you and your dad were in 2007 around this time. We were in front of Dry Creek Kitchen in Healdsburg for the first ever Lake Sonoma Steelhead Trout Festival, broadcasting the show live. And here we are. The 17th year or something later, it's happening today.
That's what they're saying. 17th annual Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival.
Isn't that cool?
Pretty cool.
Well,
I didn't realize.
With every festival, you need an executive director.
Right.
And Skip Brand is the man in charge. Good morning, Skip, and welcome to the show. Oh, I guess Skip.
Are we there, Skip? Well, Skip skipped.
Skip.
No.
Skip is not there.
Well, maybe we can at least, while we're getting him back, talk about this very fun festival that's happening, because it is pretty cool. They must have, 40 different vendors within the fishing and things to do with fish, as well as other music vendors. And I'm sure there's lots of food, but jewelry vendors, craft vendors, all kinds of good things going on in there. It sounds like a pretty fun festival.
Well, the coolest thing about this, not only all the vendors, all the food, all the sponsors, is it's free.
Yeah.
And it's always been free. And something like this is rarely free, that takes so much infrastructure,
right,
so many volunteers putting this together. It's just remarkable that they've been able to continue to do this every year.
Absolutely. And it said, you know, when I looked it up, it did say they get about around 5,000 people coming out to this thing. I mean, it's well attended. Sounds like it's been a really good time, and also really family friendly. Sounds like something if you want to bring your kids, get out of the house, kind of go do a little something and learn about our ecosystem here in Sonoma County.
Did you ever go with your kids? Did you ever take your boys up there for
it? I hate to say I haven't. I honestly didn't realize it was still running, so I'm happy to see it is.
Well, the Don Clausen Fish Hatchery in Sonoma County was named in his honor in the Redwood National Park bypass on U.S. Highway 101. It was renamed the Don Clausen Highway in 1996 by act of California legislature due to his efforts at obtaining appropriations for building that road and the Redwood National Park Visitor Center.
Yeah.
And this is really cool. When you think about Don Clausen, just another congressman. Well, he did a lot, actually. He created the Lady Bird Johnson Grove in the Redwood National Park. Former President Lyndon Johnson and Lady Bird Johnson. Citing President Richard Nixon and future President Ronald Reagan, many other federal and local dignitaries attended the dedication of the grove. And Clausen said that all of his 40 years in politics, this was his proudest accomplishment.
Oh, wow. Oh, very cool.
He voted in favor also of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Very cool.
The initial House resolution for the Civil Rights Act of 1968. And so it's great to have his name associated with the Don Clausen Fish Hatchery.
Absolutely. And that is where the festival takes place, is there at the hatchery, right, at the Warm Springs Dam, which was completed in 1983. And again, expecting about 5,000 to 8,000 people today. So sounds like a pretty fun festival and a pretty delicious fish, I must say, they're celebrating as well.
So it's all happening today. Lots of free parking. And also you can go to the Milt Brandt Visitor Center. He was a rancher and civic leader up in Healdsburg. And he was in charge of the construction of the Warm Springs Dam and Lake Sonoma. Friends of Lake Sonoma. He was the president of that, Russian River Property Owners Association. Strong advocate for the lake and the dam project.
Yeah, very cool.
I mean dam project.
The dam project.
So if you have not visited this, it's a real kick.
Yeah.
The Steelhead Trout Festival. Again, expect crowds because there's probably 5,000 to 7,000 people that will be showing up.
Yeah.
But don't be in a rush. There's lots of shuttling that's going on wherever you park your car. And it's great, they say, for kids of all ages, but it truly is. There's like six bands. There's all kinds of food and beverage and entertainment.
Absolutely.
And a chance to really connect with something that's wonderful. We took our son, and we actually took a field trip with some kids that were visiting from France.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Up to Lake Sonoma and to the fish hatchery, the ladder, and watch the steelhead salmon jumping up the ladder during the spawning season.
They can jump like 11 feet or something. Is that right?
That is correct.
I had no idea they could do that. That's incredible.
You can learn all about steelhead trout. You can learn about how they are in the same family, basically, as your rainbow trout.
Right.
But they have a different spawning protocol. They don't spend their entire lives in lakes or rivers. They actually go to the ocean.
And they jump into it, right? They jump into crazy jump.
And then they come back to spawn.
Isn't that amazing?
They live longer than your average trout. So they have longer period to spawn.
And they have
every fish's dream.
And great memory, because don't they go back to the exact place that they started? Isn't that part of their journey?
Is that
they want to find, which is
like
really
a homing pigeon, kind
of. Yeah,
but a homing salmon. So it's very exciting, and we believe in this festival.
Absolutely.
It's one of those few and far in between free family fun activities that truly, it's a fun for the whole age group, but it truly is. It's the Milt Rand Visitor Center, the Don Clausen Fish Hatchery. It's right on Skag Spring Road. There'd be signage when you get off and go out Dry Creek Road up that way. You'll find it. You'll run into it, believe
me.
It's technically Geyserville, but we say Healdsburg because it's right on the border. So check it out. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll talk more about the fish hatchery. And I believe that Chef John Ash came up with some great trout recipes,
Quite a few.
We're going to talk about those, and we will post those in just a couple minutes. It's live radio. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with me and Chef Emily Ash Lamb. I'm calling you Chef.
Let's do it.
Emily Ash Lamb. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Ernest Ungaro.
And I'm Don Ungaro. From HVAC, plumbing, and electrical repairs to solar installations, we're here to make your home efficient and comfortable.
You're getting a refund. This March and April, Ungaro & Sons is issuing refunds on qualifying home projects. You could receive up to $2,000 back when you move forward with projects like heating and cooling systems, electrical panel replacements, generators, and more. It's simple. The bigger the project, the bigger the refund. And with over 90 years serving local homeowners, you can expect careful work, clear communication, and service delivered with respect for your home. If you've been thinking about taking care of a larger project, now's the time to move forward. Schedule your appointment today at ungaroandsons.com and receive a refund of up to $2,000.
Thank you for choosing Ungaro & Sons to take care of your home.
Up to 10% credit, max $2,000 on qualifying projects. Restrictions apply, ends April 30th.
Enjoy dinner with the winemakers in beautiful Bodega Bay. It's the 36th annual Winemaker Dinner Series at the Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides. March 20th, join Aperture Cellars Director of Winemaking, Hillary Scholand, for a fabulous four-course dinner featuring smoked salmon blini with a 2024 Chenin Blanc, seared Chilean sea bass with the Aperture Barrel Fermented Sauvignon Blanc. The Sonoma County Red Blend will accompany the grilled filet of beef. For dessert, Pia's Panforte with creme anglaise next to the beautiful Aperture Cabernet. Aperture's grapes are hand-harvested, brought to the winery within hours, and meticulously sorted. And that's just the beginning. Over two decades of harvests have led to this moment at Aperture, where the wines have generated buzz and critical acclaim in equal measure. Make it a weekend. Special hotel room rates are available for winemaker dinner guests. The Inn at the Tides in picturesque Bodega Bay. Details and reservations at innatthetides.com.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery, inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at sonomacutlery.com.
Centerline 33 brings pickleball and complete wellness together in Sonoma County with brand new indoor and outdoor courts, a full fitness center, cold plunge, red light therapy, and an elegant welcoming environment. It's a place to stay active and socialize. From leagues, lessons, and open play to private event bookings, team building outings, and employee appreciation events, Centerline 33 is designed for connection. Rain or shine, pickleball always happens here. Grand opening pricing now available at a huge discount. Discover more at centerline33.com.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
in the KS Arto Kitchen. We're talking about the Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival. It's happening today, 10 to 4, up at the Don Clausen Fish Hatchery, which is in Geyserville on Skaggs Spring Road. Big, free, family-friendly event. Lots of fun entertainment activities. And it's the 17th annual, which is very exciting. Every community-minded company and business in Sonoma County, it seems like, is part of this. There are so many vendors, so many opportunities to learn about our fishing conservation management here in Sonoma County.
Absolutely.
You name it, they're there, plus lots of vendors and music.
And a real community festival, like the Highway Patrol is going to be there, and Cal Fire. You know, I can remember when my boys were little that we had an event every year just on our block in Pasadena that the fire station would send two trucks down, and our kids would just go wild. So it's kind of fun that they're going to have all kinds of fun stuff like that
and
there.
And the weather is cooperating.
It it's going to be gorgeous.
An inch of rain today, like it oftentimes is in March.
Is that That's true, yeah.
Well, sure, but we're having beautiful weather today.
Just gorgeous.
Great day. So
and
what
just, I just want to mention, too, the website that if you want to check out all the times and everything is steelheadfestival.org. So check it out there. They've got all kinds of good info if you're heading out that way.
So what is a steelhead? Well, ongoing ocean-going rainbow trout that returns to free water to spawn. That really is it. Exactly. That is the definition. Highly prized by recreational anglers. Wild steelhead almost never marketed for food. Steelhead in stores almost always certainly farmed. Wild populations, of course, suffer from salmon farm. But farmed steelhead is really good, viable alternative.
Right.
And if we're lucky, like we are to live on the Pacific Coast, we have access to fresh steelhead during the season,
yeah,
which is really exciting.
I have an interesting fact. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know how old the longest living steelhead recorded was in age?
96 years old.
11 years old, which seems old for a fish to me. Not 96, but you know, an 11-year-old fish,
they live
a long time.
But they can get big.
And
they
huge.
Could get 40, 50 pounds.
That's
some
what
of
they
these
were saying had. About, yeah.
It's remarkable. Now, John Ash wrote, of course, one of the greatest seafood books ever written in history. And under the chapter of trout, John Ash wrote, "Though there are many opinions about which is the best trout, my vote would be for rainbow trout," which are an Andromus salamnid fish that migrates up the rivers from the sea to spawn.
Yeah.
And similar to salmon in terms of fight, if you're a fisherman and eating quality, rainbows become steelhead trout when they are at sea, even though they're still the same species. So that's the only difference.
Yeah, exactly the same species, which is very interesting.
And your dad, being a fisherman since he was 10 years old, probably caught some of these steelheads.
I'm sure. I would imagine he probably did. And when I went back to look at recipes, not only in the Hog Island cookbook, he has very many trout recipes, like a lot. There were a lot to choose from. So
we're going to post some of John's favorites on the KSRO website this morning.
Yeah.
Let's give our listeners a little tease about what they're going to be seeing when they go to the KSRO Good Food Hour website this morning.
Yeah, the first one we've got on there is a smoked trout salad with, this one was surprising to me, a maple vinaigrette. I think you don't think of maple and fish. That just was kind of an interesting combo there, but it sounds absolutely delicious. It's a nice, you know, it starts off with all your fresh greens, and I think what ties it together is the maple is just in the vinaigrette, but it has a lot of nice tart apple in there too to kind of add that little brightness in there. The vinaigrette's made up with a little maple syrup, apple cider vinegar, a little shallot, Dijon, walnut oil in there, which also has a nice richness. And all tossed together with your smoked trout.
Oh, it sounds great. And he adds a little bit of golden raisins or dried tart cherries, which is
exactly
nice. And some almonds, some slivered almonds.
And a real note, too, that he mentioned, you know, that store-bought or if you have some at your, you know, your local fish company, that you can buy really delicious smoked trout. You don't necessarily have to know how to smoke it yourself. There's some really great ones out there, so you can make this salad very simply at home. I believe like Fishwife does a really interesting tinned smoked trout, and there's some really wonderful ones that you could swap in there pretty easily.
Well, I wanted to try to say hello to Skip Brand from the Steelhead Trout Festival going up in Geyserville and Healdsburg right now. Skip, do we have you?
Yeah, is this Emily and Steve?
It yes, sure is.
It yeah. is. How are you?
Yeah, well, I couldn't be better. It's we've got a full house, so I'm we've got thousands of people out here on a perfect 77-degree day. So, and we've got 1,000 steelhead returning from the hatch out to the ocean and back. So thanks
wow.
to the drought's over, we've got a really great festival celebrating that. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. Can people go and tour the Don Klausman Fish Hatchery today or not today?
Oh, of course. We have hatchery tours. We have hatchery demonstrations. There's over 60 hands-on exhibits and booths where you can dissect fish externally and internally. It's a family-friendly event. Matter of fact, bring the dogs. That's dog-friendly as well.
So they'll dissect as well.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. And how about eating? Are there food vendors preparing things
there
with
are.
Trout?
I mean, obviously, we're spoiled, right? We're in Sonoma County, so we have almost 12-plus food vendors. So amazing food vendors. We have Quivera wine. We have our friends at Bear Republic.
Oh.
We've got 3 bands today. 2 of them are kids' bands. So, yeah, we'd love to have anybody and everybody come out. And we're just, thanks to our friends, you know, I'm at Friends of Lake Sonoma, the nonprofit, but it's Sonoma Water, Army Corps, and it's Department of Fish and Wildlife in California, mm-hmm. and we're all ready for you. The kids will have a good time and the whole family. It's great.
And thanks to the Redwood Empire Trout Unlimited section, too.
Always. Our Cal Trout and Redwood definitely get it done. That's for sure.
Well, this started off as just a small little community festival 17 years ago. Really, it was a few hundred people that showed up. And now we have, what, between 3,000 and 5,000 people? Skip expected.
It's a little more than that. We'll probably have a little more than 5 today. The numbers all depend on the weather, and the weather could not be any better. So our parking lots are full, but the shuttles are working, and we're happy to have you out.
Very cool.
And when we're driving up, what's the best plan for parking and getting to the festival?
Yeah, the parking is both right and left side of the visitor center, and there's some overflow parking as well. And the best Army Corps staff and rangers are greeting you. So these beautiful men and women in uniform will help you get parked right away and get quickly into the event. So come on out.
And it's absolutely free.
Absolutely free. You've also, outside of what we talked about, the hatchery and spawning demos, it's archery. It's you can ride a electronic bull, a big bubble show, frisbee golf. And what's really kind of fun as well is the public agencies that are out here, whether it's Cal Fire, Geyserville Fire, Sonoma County Sheriff, or Coast Guard, you'll be able to get on the boats and in the fire trucks and see these amazing community members that are out talking about their bravery and what they do for all of us.
Head up with your family and friends today, the 17th annual Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival, 10 to 4. Absolutely free, a part of Sonoma County history these past 17 years. Thank you to Executive Director Skip Brand for joining Emily and me today. Thanks, Skip.
Thanks, Skip.
Thanks, Emily, and thanks, Steve. Guys, have a beautiful day, and thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Good talking with you.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Hey, Sonoma County. George Adair here with Cross Country Mortgage. Online at georgeadair.com. The real estate market is heating back up and mortgage rates are finally coming down off their peaks, creating a window of opportunity you don't want to miss. Whether you're looking to refinance, tap into home equity, or buy your next property, we've got you covered. Get started at georgeadair.com. From conventional loans to alternative income options, I'll help you find the right fit for your home purchase or refinance goals. The market is shifting. Smart moves now can pay off big later. Let's build your strategy with a free, personalized consultation. Schedule a one-on-one meeting or call online at georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com. Let's get you started.
GeorgeADAIR.com. Cross Country Mortgage NMLS 3029 and George Adair NMLS number 245370. Licensing info at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval.
At Big O, we offer total auto care to make any car problem feel like no problem at all. We keep the scary lights off and help you get back on the road. Now through March 15th, get $100 instant savings on four select in-stock Nexen, Nitto, or Toyo tires with installation purchase. Plus, get our healthy car care special, which includes a tire rotation, alignment check, brake check, fluid check, and more. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Installation required. Disposal fees and shop fees extra where permitted. See store for pricing. Eligibility may vary. Not valid with other offers.
This week at MySonomaDeals.com, get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Omelette Express, Santa Rosa's go-to breakfast spot for over 45 years. Dive into 21 signature omelets, fluffy pancakes, and sizzling breakfast burritos, all served with a side of local charm in historic Railroad Square. Whether you are fueling up for the day or brunching with friends, Omelette Express delivers comfort, flavor, and fast, friendly service. Don't wait. Grab your $50 gift certificate for just $25 now at MySonomaDeals.com.
The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District wants you to know that mosquito prevention begins at home. That's right. By simply reducing mosquito habitats and eliminating standing water, you can make a huge difference. Mosquitoes need just a tiny bit of water to complete their life cycle. So remember, always drain after the rain. Protect your loved ones from mosquito bites and potential diseases. Take action today to keep your family safe. For more information or to report a mosquito problem, visit msmosquito.org.
Traveling can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Next time you're planning a trip, fly out of the Charles M. Scholes Sonoma County Airport. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, flying out of STS is the perfect way to start your journey. And with its convenient location, your trip starts sooner at STS. Grab a bite to eat, a glass of wine, and enjoy the beautiful new terminal. Book your next trip today at flysts.com. STS, half the distance, twice the experience.
Good morning. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen. And we thought for our next interview, we should start off with some gorgeous, beautiful, uplifting reggae music. And with that, we welcome Chef Andre Fowles to the KSRO Good Food Hour. Good morning, Chef.
Thank you so much for having me. And I have to say, I'm loving the music you're playing right now. It brings me back.
Well, it reminds me of some of the first music I heard in the late 70s when I was in Jamaica, one of my favorite bands, the Mighty Diamonds.
You know good music. I love that.
I do. This was recorded in 1975. I was there in 78 and then again at 80 for Reggae Sunsplash, and one of my favorite bands was the Mighty Diamonds. You've just written this beautiful book called My Jamaican Table, Vibrant Recipes from a Sun-Drenched Island, born and raised in the Kingston area, and then moved to the States. And boy, your trajectory has just been superstar ever since. How did you end up being the personal chef for Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much, guys, for having me. It's a pleasure. And I got connected with Bruce through a friend of his. And so I was a private chef for his friend in New York. And then he happens to introduce me to Bruce. And then Bruce was in New York shooting his Broadway shows. And then I cooked for him for a couple of days. And he was like, oh, my God, your food is amazing. And then eventually it turned into working with him for a few days and then eventually being his personal chef full time.
Well, and he really wrote you just such a beautiful intro there to your book. It's really heartfelt. And clearly you've become like family, you two.
Absolutely. It just shows you that food is the ultimate connector.
Absolutely.
You know, because think of a Jamaican chef connected with Bruce, you know, the food just connects in a way that it's really remarkable. And it's just a blessing to be cooking for him. It's great.
Wonderful.
You started early when you were 10, 11 years old cooking with your grandma. Would you talk about how that happened?
Yeah, Jamaica is really a cooking culture, meaning we, you know, most of the food that I grew up eating, we actually prepare it, whether it's my grandmother, my mom, sisters, aunts, you know. So I grew up in the kitchen, so to speak. So I was very privy around cooking traditional Jamaican meals. And it was just a way that we showed love. And it's just something that really instilled the values of just, you know, putting a lot of effort into something that's so, it seems simple, but it means so much.
And were you always interested in cooking? Or when you were a kid, was it like, I got to cook with grandma again? And then it became interesting.
No, not at all. I personally loved it. You know, yeah. I can't speak for my other siblings. They, you know, they shied away from the kitchen. I was the one who was more receptive to the idea to go shop with my grandmother and my mom, you know, in the market in Jamaica, and then coming back and sitting over the, you know, all the produce to help prep it and to peel the sweet potatoes and to help to clean, you know, prep those oxtails and meats. I loved it. It was something that came natural.
And her nickname was Mama Cherry?
Yes, Mama Cherry is just a nickname for my late grandmother. And the reason why, you know, she got that name is that people would often say, because, you know, because she was such a kind and giving person, they'll say that she's sweet like a cherry.
Aww.
So we call her Mama Cherry. We call her Mama Cherry.
I was hoping, and I didn't see it, but I was hoping for a photo of her somewhere in the book, because you described her with these beautiful dreadlocks and just this beautiful angelic presence about her. And I'm sorry we didn't get a photo of her.
No, you called it. That was my only thing that I regret not having in the book. It's just that because what happened, sadly, a fire, you know, engulfed her home back in the day. So I lost a lot of those classic shots with her, and because of my time away in the States, I just didn't get to take a lot of great photos with her. But there's one particular photo that we did find, and we're gonna, you know, if we do end up to, you know, producing a second book, I'll make sure that the one makes the book.
But good, because I think without her there wouldn't be you.
Yes, well said. Well said. Oh my gosh, you just touched my soul a while ago by saying that. That's correct.
So where are you presently? What are you up to? Obviously, you just finished this massive, fabulous cookbook. But where are you cooking now?
So currently, I live in New York, and my day today is really being a private chef mostly. And then in the midst of all that, I'm constantly doing stuff back in Jamaica. So I do work with the Rockhouse Foundation, which is a foundation that actually raised money to build schools in Negril in Jamaica. So that's one of the things that I do. And then I'm now actively trying to, you know, get this book out there. And my ultimate goal is to have a restaurant in New York as well. So kind of working a few things all at once.
Beautiful. When did you move to the States?
I moved to the States over 12 years ago, 2014. Yep.
And moved to New York, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I moved directly from Kingston to New York, and that's where I've been since.
Boy, getting used to those New York winters must have been a real thrill.
Oh my gosh! Don't get me started. My first year, I regretted moving here because honestly, what happened that particular year, 2014, we had one of the worst winters, it was just snow everywhere, and at the time I was living in Queens, New York, and I had to work in Manhattan, so the commute was just like, I had to take the Long Island Railroad to then connect to the E, to walk 7 blocks to get to the restaurant, so it was a trek just to get to work. So I was, why did I leave beautiful sunny Jamaica to be in the snow?
I wonder if you were anything like me, that I grew up in California but moved to New York as well, and for my first winter, I kept wearing my jean jacket, and I didn't have a proper jacket. And I still remember my dad coming out to visit and going, "We got to get you a real jacket. You don't know what a winter is here." And I was like, "You're right. I'm freezing."
I'll give you a better joke, right? So one day, because back then I didn't look at my forecast. So I would just like go outside, whatever. So I woke up. It looked sunny. I'm like, "Wow, it's a beautiful day." So I put on a t-shirt, jeans, headed outside. Immediately, I opened the door. It was like frigid. I'm like, what is happening here? It was just It's just a severe culture shock. And
absolutely.
I'm like, you know, I have to make sure I plan ahead each day. I got to look at the forecast. What is tomorrow looking like?
Sure.
But you know what? I love being here. It's the best city in the world. It's where I want to be. It's great.
It's an amazing place.
Well, I love that the Jamaican motto, because your book encompasses it. Out of many, one people. Mm-hmm. And I think we could use that mindset more and more in this present day and age. Let's start and look at a little bit at the cookbook, With Your Hands, Bite-Sized Tastes of Jamaica. That's when the cookbook opens with pepper shrimp, and I put a big star by this one, Jamaican beef patties. Oh. I think I survived on beef patties in my month in Jamaica back in the late 70s.
Wow.
I really had never discovered them before, and they were the traditional meat patties. But also, when I went out in the countryside, I was able to try goat patties, which was spectacular goat meat, and I just thought that was really the ultimate.
That is so funny, because as we're talking right now, I'm in a kitchen prepping for my book launch for next week, and we're making curry goat patties right now.
Perfect. He channeled it.
It smells like curry goat right now. Yeah, so you know what? I'm going to have to freeze some and ship you a few.
Ooh.
I can do that. Hey. I can do that.
We it's on the it air. Up.
You heard him say it.
I heard it.
So
I heard
he's got to do
I
it.
I promise you. I'm going to make you guys some okay. freeze it. We'll figure it out, and I'll have my team ship you guys
amazing.
Some over.
Well, amazing. I mean, on every corner of any of the cities, Mo Bay or Kingston or anywhere, there's these yeah. carts, people selling yeah. beef patties.
It's so good.
It's fabulous. The Jamaican beef patty. And I didn't know about this. You wrote about something I never heard of. In the 1980s, the Jamaican beef patty war in Toronto, Canada. Emily, had you ever heard of this?
I've never heard of that.
Describe what happened.
And so with the book, I want to not only share great recipes, great story, but also the history of the cuisine.
Yeah.
And definitely, of course, what happened was in Toronto, so they passed a legislation saying that, you know, we couldn't say patty, because patty was meant to be just meat and not encased, and you know, and not encased in a pastry. It was very controversial. It was kind of something very silly, but they were very serious that we had to change our patty name to like a turnover or something like that. So we fought for it, you know, they fought, and they were like, no, because if we change the name, that's changing the culture. And it went on to Congress, and it was a big deal. So that became the patty war. And ultimately, you know, so the compromise was, let's call it a Jamaican beef patty or a Jamaican patty versus just patty. And then they accepted that.
Okay, so that they resolved it that way.
Yeah, they resolved it that way.
And do you celebrate every February 23rd? That's, I guess, the Jamaican, the patty day up in Toronto.
Yeah, National Patty Day. It's a big deal. Absolutely. It's just one of those snacks that it connects with you. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. If you get a good, well-baked Jamaican patty, it just connects because it's delicious.
Well,
flaky crust, savory filling. Mm-hmm. It's just, the spices are great.
Oh, yeah.
It's just wonderful.
I can't wait till this package arrives.
I'm already thinking about it. I really hope it happens. But I have to say,
will make it. I promise you, I'm going to make it happen for you, because it's one of my favorite things to make. And if you look
exciting.
At the book, you see how flaky that pastry is, because I put a lot of work into the recipe, and I try to make it as simple as possible. But it's by far one of the most delicious things.
Well, I like that, because you said it can be frozen and then reheated, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
So for hungry kids after school, whip out a couple of beef patties and heat them up
kids,
for them.
I'm eating them.
When you talk about Jamaica, you cannot talk about Jamaican cuisine without jerk, a discussion of jerk. And you have a jerk street corn in this first section. Did you?
I highlighted that one, too. It sounds so good.
With the coconut milk.
You definitely made that one.
Oh, the jerk mayo, toasted coconut milk. What a great riff on street corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's by far one of the most like flavorful things you're gonna eat, because that dish hits a lot of things that we love.
Mm-hmm.
Salty, spicy, sweet, acidity, smoky. It's just a perfect bite, and because it's a vegetable, it's just like it everything just works so well. That's one of the dishes that I recommend everyone should try. It's absolutely delicious.
Another great riff of combining cuisines in the Rise and Shine section, breakfast, the breakfast roti burritos.
Yes.
So you do an Indian riff on this burrito.
Correct, because going back to what you said about the Jamaican motto, out of many, one people. And with this book as well, this book is going to educate people about why it is that we cook the way we cook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the migration of people and ingredients. So Jamaican cuisine has influence from Indian, Chinese, European, the Spanish, the British. So it's a very eclectic cuisine. So if you think about everything that we cook right now, it's because of our past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we cook a lot of curries. So back to the curry goat. So we use all those spices to make our food, and that's why it's one of the most beloved cuisines.
Andre, we're going to take a short break, about 2 minutes, and we'll be right back with Andre Files, a great Jamaican chef living in New York now. His first cookbook just released, actually in the next few days. It's not even out yet. My Jamaican Table, Vibrant Recipes from a Sun-Drenched Island. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO Kitchen.
If you're crazy about your pets and love your livestock, then it's time to visit us at Larson's Feed and Pet Supply. Hi, I'm Ken Larson.
And I'm Amy Larson. We have everything you need to keep your animals happy.
Nutritious pet foods and top quality feed for your livestock. Horses, cows, goats, chickens, llamas, whatever you're raising.
At Larson's Feed and Pet Supply, we also have a wide selection of toys, treats, bedding, and accessories.
And when you need some expert advice, just ask. Our team can help you choose the right products.
Ranchers, hobby farmers, and devoted pet people make Larson's their only stop for supplying everything necessary for happy animals.
Stop by today and see why Larson's is a local favorite for everything feed and pet.
We're just west of Cotati on Gravenstein Highway and online at larsensfeedandpetsupply.com. Order online for in-store pickup or delivery.
Larsen's feedandpetsupply.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Larson's Feed and Pet Supply.
Listen the first Tuesday of each month at 12:30 for Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, right here on KSRO. Raise the Roof celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to or possess expertise in the field of construction. Hear great info for contractors, community members, and our youth with insights for daily life. Brought to you by ARS Roofing and Gutters. Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, the first Tuesday of the month, and podcasts at ksro.com.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 subscriptions FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
When I walk through the deepest valley, I will fear no one. Fear no one. With the hands of the Father to guide me, I keep sailing on and on. Easy.
The great Rita Marley in the background, because we have the wonderful Andre Files, chef extraordinaire. His new book is My Jamaican Table. Rita Marley recorded that a number of years ago. And I played that today because tomorrow is International Women's Day.
Yay.
And I thought we've got to have the gals represented. Do you agree, Andre?
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorite songs of Rita Marley. Easy Sailing is what it was called. Beautiful.
So good.
Yeah.
Emily, if you were putting together a meal from Andre's new cookbook, what are a couple things you would want in that meal?
Andre, if you are sending goat patties, maybe you'd also care to send along a little of your mac and cheese, which I mean, who doesn't like mac and cheese? But holy moly, does that one sound good. I'll let you tell it.
Yeah, this one is because everyone can make a good mac and cheese because there's a lot of good recipes out there, and it's relatively easy to make it. But what makes this recipe stands out is the depth of flavor that's in it.
Yeah.
We use a lot of spices. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a little mustard in there for some sharpness, a little bit of garlic as well. And if you like hot sauce, a little bit of spiciness, not too much, but it complements the creamy richness of the mac and cheese, you can have that as well. So it's one of those dishes that is just, you know, I add my Jamaican influence to it, and it's absolutely delicious.
It really sounds good. And I got to say, what sounds good to me on the side of it is what you call your favorite salad, which just sounds like a killer salad as well.
And that's the one with avocado and the pickled onions. Is that the one?
And the kale and because Jamaica, because the food, we have so many good stuff that's in there. We have the stews, we have the rice, we have a lot of like decadent dishes in there. So I wanted to make sure that this book has a balance of recipes where we have vegetable forward dishes, we have salads, we have healthy options, we have vegetarian options, we have pescatarian options. So this book is for everyone, whether you're Jamaican, non-Jamaican, you have been to Jamaica, you know, never been to Jamaica, it's the book for you because there's so much to learn and to cook from this book.
100%. And I think one of the things that that I also really liked is that you have like your jerk spice rub in the back that can really just go on almost anything. It's one of those that I don't know that a lot of people have that in their pantry, but it seems like we all should.
Yeah, you're right. It's just, it just adds a lot of flavor to whatever you want to make.
Yeah.
And I have my all-spice recipes because oftentimes we live in a day, you know, this day and age, we're busy, you know, we can't plan ahead of time. And if you have a product like that, that you can have in your pantry, and you have a piece of chicken breast or a piece of fish, you take out your jerk seasoning or your jerk spice or your all-purpose seasoning, and you have a little sprinkle on that, you roast it in the oven, you get something that's flavorful instead of just sticking to your traditional salt and pepper.
I was even thinking it could be good for vegans. You could even put it on tofu and things like that, and
anything.
It would be delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything at all.
For sure.
And
how about you, Steve? What are your favorites?
Well, I have so many.
I know, me too.
We could spend the next hour on this. But I like the curry chicken riff that you did.
Mm.
It was a little different preparation of curry chicken.
Yeah, so because what I wanted to do with the, you know, with the book is to simplify the cuisine, but make sure I'm sticking to the to the traditional flavor. So in Jamaica, we would keep it on the bone. We'll chop up the entire chicken. We'll break it down. So we'll have the leg bones in it. We'll have the wings in it. So it would be a bone-in chicken in small pieces.
Mm.
But that's going to take a longer time to cook. Some people will probably be, you know, a little bit off put, you know, by the bones in it. So I'm like, all right, let's make it easy. We all have access to chicken breasts or chicken thighs, preferably chicken thighs because of the fat is more flavorful. So I pretty much apply the same recipes and technique, but using chicken thighs. Yeah. It cooks quicker, and it's just easier to get access to it.
Yeah, it's
so
interesting.
It's just one of those things.
And that was interesting that you cook the curry powder in hot oil, which I'd never done that technique before.
Yeah, we call that burning the curry. And what that does is a very traditional Indian technique, because when you toast your curry powder in that warm oil, it brings out the flavor and the bitterness of it. So it makes it less bitter and it makes it more flavorful. So it adds a lot of flavor to the to your finished dish.
When you read Andre's cookbook, you get a sense of a very grounded, lovely, non-egotistical man, although he's won the Top Chef, Iron Chef kind of thing on Food Network. On Chopped three times.
Oh, Chopped,
it surprised me when I read this quote from you. I think of myself as the king of crispy pork belly. Why are you self-anointing yourself king of crispy pork belly?
You're going to have all these people coming for me now, but I have to admit, because the thing is, my favorite way to enjoy pork is jerk. And what I've done over the year is to perfect this recipe where I get the best of both. I like a crispy skin, but when you cook jerk pork the traditional way, you'll never get it crispy because you're smoking the meat, right? Which is delicious. But I wanted the best of it because I love a good crackling. So I've perfected this recipe where you get the jerk flavor, but you get the crackling on it. And I've done this at so many events, and it's always a showstopper. So I'm like, you know what? I'm the king of the crispy jerk pork belly, because not a lot of people are doing it like that.
Not like that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for the final 5-6 minutes with Chef Andre Fowles, his new cookbook. It's a stunner. It's his first book, going to be released in just several days. You're getting an inside preview of the book, Vibrant Recipes from a Sun-Drenched Island. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen, back after this.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt, the guy who makes your car look so dusty and dull. Do me a favor. Please steer clear of the Three Love car washes in Santa Rosa and the new location in Rohnert Park at 6258 Redwood Drive, north of the expressway. With their next level washing technology, free vacuums, and convenient unlimited wash packages, it's obvious Love Car Wash has a problem with me. Covering your ride in dusty filth is a tough job, and a visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting edge protectants like Graphene and Ceramic Extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job?
Check out Love Car Wash monthly packages. Right now, get the first month for 50% off. More info at luvcarwash.com.
The name is Love, so where's the love for dirt, Love Car Wash? Where's the love?
Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost 7 decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind, because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Lamb, and we're talking with Andre Fowles, the author of My Jamaican Table, Vibrant Recipes from a Sun-Drenched Island. Emily, you want to grab a couple, maybe a dessert or maybe something in the drink section?
Sure. You've got a couple of lovely desserts and drinks in there, but tell us about your rum cake tiramisu, something a little different there.
Yeah, the rum cake tiramisu is one of my favorites as well. And this is where you'll see throughout the book, you'll see the traditional dishes and recipes like the patties, the oxtail. But as you get further into the book, you'll see more of my global influence, because I am Jamaican, but I also live in America and I love a lot of foods. So I try to bring an international, more riffs on certain things to keep it interesting, of course, right?
Yeah.
So the rum cake, tiramisu, obviously tiramisu, Italian dessert, but the rum cake makes it extra special, extra delicious. And what I've done with the recipes is that you can make your rum cake, right? And then if you have leftovers, you can then make a rum cake tiramisu. So a lot of the recipes goes in and out with each other. So it's just easier for you to prep and have multiple dishes by doing one dish. And it's just like a very decadent, rich, delicious dessert.
I love that you started out that recipe saying, let's pretend we live in a world where leftover rum cake is a thing. And I was like, let's pretend that. The other thing I loved about it was the, it obviously tiramisu has coffee or espresso, and you do a really lovely piece about Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee, which I just didn't know that much about, which was really interesting.
Yeah, it's one of the best coffees in the world, if not the best, if I'm being biased. But it's for me, pound for pound, the flavor of Blue Mountain coffee is just second to none.
Yeah.
And that's why I had to give it its own chapter just to, you know, write about it, because it's a magnificent product.
Yeah, you definitely made me want to find some. I don't know that I've had it before, and I was like, I have got to find some Blue Mountain coffee and give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a couple drinks? Steve, any favorites for you? There's some really fun drinks in the back there.
Just throw a dart on any page, I know. Emily.
There were two that kind of stood out to me, although they all sounded tasty. But, I mean, you can't talk about a Jamaican cookbook, I don't think, without talking about a rum punch. And you've got a rum punch in there, which sounds pretty killer.
Oh, yeah. I put a lot of work into it, because you'll find a lot of rum punch recipes,
yep.
Some of which can be too sweet. Flavors, it's not really right. So for my recipe, I find that the combination of dark and white rums together in a rum punch is killer. And, you know, the freshness of the lime, it just makes it really, really delicious. And, yeah, you can't think of Jamaica without a good rum punch, because when you go to any of the resorts, that's one of the first things that greets you, a welcome cocktail, which is rum punch.
Yeah, sounds great. The other one that caught my eye was the guava ginger mojito. Sounded like you're seeing a lot of mojitos these days, but I don't know that I've seen guava ginger. That sounded amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's just showcasing the ingredients of the Caribbean. Guava, ginger, we have some of the best gingers in the world. You know, a lot of people don't know that. The ginger in Jamaica, they're really small, but they're spicy and they're pungent. And it doesn't take a lot for you to get the flavor of it. You know, and obviously guava is one of those fruits that a lot of people don't use a lot. But the flavor of guava, sweet, tart, tangy, it's just, you know, I just wanted to create recipes that highlights the beautiful bounty of the Caribbean.
And it seems like one that could also make a good mocktail. Am I right? You could probably make a guava ginger mocktail mojito.
There you go. 100%. Yep. Perfect.
Would you do us the honor of giving us your favorite number today, Andre, between 1 and 10?
Between 1 and 10, I would say let's stick to the traditional lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7 at 636-1350 will win this. Almost published, not quite yet. You'll be the first on the block to get a copy of My Jamaican Table, Vibrant Recipes from a Sun-Drenched Island from the exuberant chef Andre Files. It's caller number 7. It's 707-636-1350. When is the book actually going to be published, Andre?
It's officially out March 10th. That's next Tuesday. And it's available for pre-order. And on Amazon, any major bookstore near you, bookshops, it's available everywhere. So please get your hands on it. I'm just so proud of this book, because I put in so much work into it, and I made sure that the recipes are great, and it's just a gorgeous book to look at as well.
It sure is.
Well, thank you for taking time out from making how many hundreds of Jamaican patties for your debut book launch. This is really great to talk with you this morning, and I hope we have a chance to follow up and learn more about the great cuisine of Jamaica. Thanks for joining Emily and me.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Andre.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
Bye.
It's Andre Files, My Jamaican Table. That was fun. Didn't you feel like you
great.
Were transported to the
I really
islands?
Did. He was
we'll
wonderful.
See you next week, Emily.
Okay, see
I'm
you then.
Steve Garner. Bye-bye. Take care.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News. I'm Mike Tabusky. Iran's president is apologizing for attacks on neighboring countries.